My children didn't have, I didn't have enough to eat, and said I didn't have gas. I had the whiskey. I was making the whiskey, and I couldn't sell it because I didn't have any gas to put in the car to go haul it off. And mm-hmm. he says, I'd get that nigga to steal your gas and for me to go haul the whiskey off so I could buy groceries. And he said, I knew then that if I'd have gone to you and told you that I want to get some gas, that you let me have the gas, and that's what I should have done. But he said, that nigga, and me and him got together, and we encouraged each other to steal. And he said, I was exchanging gas, and he was stealing your gas, and I was encouraging him to do wrong. You tell me about that, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's right, Bill. I said, I would have helped you, I know I would. I said, but that's the thing of the past now, so don't let it worry. We'll forgive each other. He said, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Do that.
You know, it
hurt his conscience, you know. He'd been 10 years he worried about that, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, he was in better shape then. He was a good mechanic, and work got a little more available at that time he had a good job, you know. He was able to make a good living, and he was still working on my truck. You see, he used to work on my truck under the shade tree, you know.
Yeah.
And then he got a job in a big regular garage, you know, and I still go there. Well, I mean, he had a little garage of his own, but he had a regular garage.
Under the shade tree. What tree is that?
Well, any kind of a shade tree that's around the house. You know what they call them, a shade tree mechanic?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd get under the shade.
Shade tree mechanic?
Yeah. You see, he called them. Any fellow that knew how to work on cars, well, they had one maybe in every neighborhood, you know.
Yeah.
And he'd run him a garage under, it was a repair shop, but he didn't have any sheds, you know, and he didn't have any equipment. And he just worked on it under that shade of that tree, you know. It was hot, you know. It was under that tree, though, it was cool, you know what I mean?
Well, talking about that now, talking about a man who might be, you know, kind of a carpenter who you might trust to build a chicken coop, but nothing real big. You wouldn't trust him with any big job. What would you call him?
They called him Jackleg.
Jackleg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fellow that was a hatchet, and some of them called him Hatchet and Hammer, you know. A hatchet man, a hatchet and hammer. Fellow, but Jackleg Carpenter, that's what they called him, Jackleg
yeah.
Carpenter.
You used the word Jackleg, Carpenter, didn't talk about anybody else?
No, they were mostly about a carpenter, I think, you know, Jackleg
yeah.
Carpenter. Well, they might call him Jackleg Mechanic.
Yeah, you never would call Bilbo a Jackleg Governor.
No, that would be either he was a good governor or no good, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, some of them call him sorry. You know.
What about if you were talking about somebody and you said they were common, or they were just common? They were common persons. Did you use that as a complimentary term, or was that meant?
Well, it's kind of hard to distinguish that word common, you know, of
yeah.
how people look at it. Most of them, they wanted to tell about a fellow's standing in a community, well, they'd call, if he was low class, they'd call him trash. You know?
Yeah.
Well, that's just common trash, or low class trash, or
yeah.
something. They'd say that he was no good, he was a thief, or he was a liar, and he didn't take care of his family, and it was he was always drunk, or he wouldn't work, and you know, different reasons that they would say that he was just trash, you know. He never did have any to take care of his family, and his children was always dirty, and they didn't have any, the house was falling down, and no
yeah.
place.
Now, people like that were just, well, then there were people maybe out in the backwoods, you know, that just didn't have a chance for education or something like that. What would you call them?
Backwoodsmen.
Backwoodsmen, yeah.
Backwoodsmen.
Have any other names for it? Somebody who just lived out in the country, folks lived out in the country?
Yeah, well, I think they mostly call them backwoodsmen or country people.
Okay.
Of course, now they call them rural people, you know.
Yeah.
And in them days, they was country people, poor people, too. They had, they would call a fella that was a good fella. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't really a bad fella and did pretty good, you know, but he didn't have, say he didn't have a, his house was not an extra good house, but it was good enough, you know, and he kept it fairly good, and his wife kept it clean and kept the children clean and scrubbed the floor and scrubbed the children, and, you know, they'd call him poor folks.